Breakfast.
Jay and Dave, on air weekdays and online now at cfmmackay.com.au.
If it's making entertainment news headlines,
now that's entertainment.
It's in Access All Areas. And if it's not, it's about to.
Now, human nature, we know that they are Australian. They haven't been in Australia for a few years now. Did you know that?
I did not know that. I thought they were just on a sabbatical, on a breather.
They've been in Vegas for about 5.5 years, apparently, performing, they say.
Really?
Last night, they were explaining more on Dancing with the Stars.
We've been there for 5.5 years now.
What?
And
really?
We've done over 1,100 shows, and we just have so much fun. Have some cool people come in to see the show.
Yeah.
Who came in? Mike Tyson and Shania Twain.
George Benson.
Oh, wow.
It's been very cool.
Entertainment company. And I guess the reaction of the dancing audience this evening, kind of indicative of the reaction of a Vegas audience?
Nah, it's always better back here.
Yeah.
Of course, it's Australian audiences. Hello.
Fair enough. Well,
are they looking for more money being on Dancing with the Stars? That's my question.
Yeah, probably overstayed their welcome in Vegas. You never know.
Why are they doing a show for 5.5 years? There's only a certain amount of people who'd go and see those shows, wouldn't there?
Well, they are doing a lot of the soul classics, and that's huge in the States.
All right, well, speaking of huge in the States, Taylor Swift. That's her latest song. It's not a bad song. Shake It Off, it's called.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Her song usually grates on me.
Yeah.
I'll say that this one's actually kind of catchy. She was explaining about the meaning of her song, Shake It Off, on Entertainment Tonight.
I wanted to make a song that would help people get through their day. All these girls that I talk to online on Instagram or Tumblr or Twitter, the things that they're going through are parallel to what I go through, just on a different scale. It's the same feeling of humiliation that I get when I'm checking out of the grocery store and I see something untrue written about me on a magazine.
There you go. That's why it's not that bad a song, because it's not written about an ex-boyfriend.
That's right. Give it time. I'm sure she'll find love again soon and break up with that person too.
There's another album.
I can't talk. I'm probably in the same boat. But anyway. All right, last night on Southern Cross 10, it was back again. Recipe to Riches, episode number 2. Last night was a barbecue season and show. Did you just catch it last night?
I did. The winner was up against a very, very well-placed second place getter with the barbecue butter.
That's right. Well, Michael took out the King of Sausages last night on Recipe to Riches.
If I say some staples, you'll be able to give me some brands, yeah? So right. If I said to you water.
Mount Franklin.
Mount Franklin, right? Bread. Have you got a bread name in your head?
Tip Top.
Tip Top. Have you got a chicken brand in your head?
Yeah, Lilydale.
And yet in your sector, in the sausage sector, can you name me one?
No.
No. Right?
Yeah, good point. But we're going to ask him all about his sausage after 8 o'clock this morning. Scammer calls and, telemarketers.
They will sell you, especially when you're trying to watch your favourite TV show at night, well, sitting down for dinner.
Even now, 7:30 this morning, literally 10 minutes ago for Melbourne-Sydney time, 6:30 our time, we had a call on our direct studio line, which, you know, celebrities call whatever,
yeah,
when we talk to interviews. Answered it. He's like, hey, you want to buy some garden ornaments?
How about
$49.95? Just give me your credit card details. What? No, I don't want to buy garden ornaments at 6:30 in the morning. I'll go to Bunnings for that.
Do you remember you used to get the ones where they come from overseas and they try to sell you your home phone and your mobile bundle, and they would not stop. They would continue on even when you kept saying no to them.
Mm.
Constantly.
Dodgy. Now, Sally, your dad has had like a scammer kind of phone call, like a telemarketer. What happened with him?
It was kind of from an advertisement that he put in for like a car for sale.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he had to transfer money to them so that they could come collect the car.
Oh, really?
From the ad.
How does that work?
I don't know. That's what I thought. I don't know how I would... Like, I don't think I'd get done by it.
Yeah.
But I know. And my partner has actually transferred the money to them before.
Oh, no. Seriously?
Did he get it back?
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
That's crazy.
But, yeah, I just thought if you really want to buy a car that bad or you'd get the funds yourself to do it.
That's exactly right. I know somebody who was... trying to sell a car as well.
Yeah.
From the Whit Sundays, and they put the ad on some like Gumtree website.
Yeah.
And some guy replied from an oil rig off the coast of Australia and said, oh, I can't get the car, the funds to you. So if you transfer me some funds to my account, then I'll transfer it to you. And
yeah.
I'm like, you're not going to seriously do that, are you? And yeah, luckily that didn't happen. But that's how they get the money out of you, because they want you to pay for the postage.
Yeah.
And then you give them the money, and then you never hear from them again.
Yeah, exactly. And especially, it must be like a haven for phone scammers in Nigeria.
Yeah.
You keep getting them, even the emails and everything, all of it. They all come from there.
Well, I will give you this, though. If you do want to buy some garden ornaments at 6:30 in the morning, I know where some going cheap for $49.95.
Jay, I found out some really big, exciting news yesterday.
Please make it exciting. Don't tell me that there's another remake of Star Wars or something like that. Something that's going to make people excited.
This will make a lot of people excited. Dad's Army. You know the TV show is going to be made into a movie. How awesome is that? That is... Don't look at me like that. I mean, this was a great TV show for a lot of grandfathers, especially when they were, like... Obviously, they were in World War II.
I'm really sorry, but... That did not justify having the big drama effect.
Yes, it did. Do you remember the show at all?
No.
Do you remember the theme song for it at all? But this might get you. You know that one?
Who do you think you are kidding, Mr. Hitler?
Okay, yes.
Yeah, do you remember that one? It was a really daggy old BBC One TV show back in the 80s, and a lot of fathers and grandfathers that were in World War II would watch that back in the 80s like it was religion. Yeah, and heaven help you if you decided to try and say hello to Grandpa while he was trying to watch that TV show. He would give you a gobful.
I probably am not sharing the same excitement for the show as you are.
Really? Your dad or your grandfather didn't watch it?
Oh, possibly. I'd not so much my dad, probably grandfather, but yeah, it's certainly not my dad, not me, not... That's for sure.
Well, this might get you into it, okay? It's got this new movie. It's got Catherine Zeta-Jones in it, for starters.
Yeah.
Okay, and also Bill Nye. Do you remember Bill?
No.
He was in The Boat That Rocked and a whole heap of other stuff as well. I think he was in Four Weddings and a Funeral, one of those ones with... this one's just going to be huge because it reminds me of my grandfather. Mm. Well, both sets, actually, because... You know, they would always sit down and watch it. And one of my grandfathers actually said that it was exactly like his experience in World War II, all the bumbling and the mistakes all over the place.
A bit like you and this breakfast show.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. It's good to see the traditions alive and well, hey? Now, last night, Recipe to Riches was all about the barbecue. You had the barbecue butter going up against the pork and apple sausages.
Yum.
How good was that? Just made your mouth water. Well, Michael took it out. He joins us this morning. Michael, the Sausage King, good morning to you. Close win. You must be absolutely stoked.
Thanks, mate. Yeah, it's unbelievable. Watching the show last night, and yeah, it's a dream come true.
This could be massive for you and your family. Like, seriously, there is, as Mr. Howcroft was saying, there's no... clear leader in the sausage market.
No, look, then that was something that I really took out of it with the talk with Russell, that, you know, like we were talking about on the show, that there is no clear brand name out there that everyone talks about, like the likes of, you know, Lilydale and Coca-Cola and all the other big brands. So, yeah, I'd love to fill that spot and... You know, people become more my name, become household name.
I was impressed, Michael, when I was watching last night, and you were going through the design process with the graphics designer, and you're like, you know, blue is a nice colour, you know, represents the apron of the butcher, but, you know, I want it bolder and ballsier, and they come up with, like, a bright yellow colour. I was kind of impressed, mate, that you were taking a direction in designing the logo.
Yeah, mate, that was something that I was talking with Kirsten that I was really passionate about, obviously, because, you know, it's a great product and we want people to notice it, but the meat section, when you walk through it, sometimes can look a little bit boring. So when I was talking with Kirsten, she was right on the money that, you know, the blue and making it look like the butcher's apron goes to that traditional theme that we were after, because these are a traditional sausage that they made, you know, probably hundreds of years ago. There's no flour added. It's great quality meat. It's just a pork shoulder. It's not trimmed and offcuts of the pork chops then minced up and put into a sausage. It is quality ingredients that go into these, which is what makes them a little bit different.
Yeah.
So when we were chatting with Kirsten, I said, yeah, why don't we put a bit of colour into it? And obviously the magic of TV, it's made it look a little bit yellow, but it's actually the green colour of a Granny Smith apple.
Okay, right, yeah.
Well, that goes hand in hand with the pork and apple, I guess, as well. Are you looking, yep, like long-term as well to look at new flavours? Because we can suggest one that we came up. We came up with our own sausage a couple of years ago, I should say.
The black sheep. That's right, the black sheep sausage it was.
Yeah, it was lamb and Vegemite and cheese.
Lamb, Vegemite and cheese.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you come out with that, Michael, we're totally going to sue you.
Yeah. Well, not...
No, look.
Unless you give us 5% royalties each year.
Mate, I was going to say, look, you know, if I come out with it and it's a hit, we'll sit down and talk, no problem.
Yeah. our people will talk to your people.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, mate, well, we're proud of you, mate. It's going to be a big night for you. And of course, your flavours down the track, you will bring out some more if you're successful with this one?
Yeah, mate, look, I obviously loving making sausages and playing around with my daughter in the kitchen. It's me and my wife, and we always play around with different flavours, and at this stage I'm happy with about four different flavours, four in total, including the pork, apple and cinnamon ones.
Yeah.
So, yeah, hopefully it goes well with everybody out there enjoying these sausages, and then I can, yeah, come up with a massive range because... I don't want to be a one-trick pony.
Yeah, exactly right.
Well, look, Michael, we're looking forward to getting stuck into your sausage. They're in Woolies stores today, 900 stores. Looking forward to trying your pork sausage.
Yeah, thanks for joining us this morning, mate.
No problems. Thank you very much, guys, and I hope everyone really enjoys the sausages and, yeah, gets behind us.
For Joyce Mayne Mackay, it's Jay and Dave for breakfast.
Yeah, 26 minutes away from 8 o'clock. It is Wednesday morning and the Dim Sim. We're going to have the princess of the Dim Sim, allegedly, Elizabeth Chong, on the show tomorrow. She's going to confirm or deny her dad's involvement in creating the Dim Sim.
Good work yesterday, by the way, putting up on the Facebook page, CFM Mackay.
Yeah.
The Dim Sim movie title replacement.
Yeah.
You put up a meme there saying replace the word... from a movie title with the words Dim Sim. Some really, really, really good ones on there, like How Stella Got Her Dim Sim Back.
Love that one. Let's take some calls on it. So what we want you to do, here's a challenge. A movie title, take one word away from the movie title.
Yeah.
And replace it with Dim Sims.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Star Wars Return of the Dim Sim.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Weekend at Dim Sims.
Oh, like, yes, Weekend at Bernie's. Yes, well done.
That's a good one. Give us a call, 13 27 10, because what we're going to do is get our voiceover guy to create the movie titles in that, you know, the movie voice.
Yeah, like a bit of a reverb thing on it as well.
Like,
yeah,
Titanic. And we're gonna make him do that in the movie voice, but with the words Dim Sims in the title.
Yeah, who would have thought last week, like late last week, we would have been still talking about Dim Sims after which way you eat them, from the bottom side up, yeah, and then the top, or the top and the other way through.
Mm.
But now we're actually we're changing the names of movies and replacing one of the words with Dim Sim, like plenty of them. Like Danielle is on 13 27 10. Danielle, what would you replace the name?
He died with a dim sim in his hand.
Oh.
I don't know. That sounds like heaven, really.
His pleasure.
Yeah, his pleasure. That's a great one. Yeah. Thank you for that, Danielle.
We actually bring back, I've just come back from Melbourne, I go to a dim sim shop in Ferntree Gully called Loy Ying, and I bought back 10 dozen dim sims from Melbourne.
Oh. Okay, where's your address?
Hang on, are they the big yellow ones or the small ones?
No, the big ones.
Oh.
Steamed. Oh, they're to die for.
They are. I love those kind of ones. They're the nicest ones ever. Thank you, Danielle.
Hey, you have a wonderful day.
You too. See you later.
Enjoy your dim sim.
I'll try to. Not dying one with in my hand, though.
No.
Ryan. Hello, Ryan. How are you?
Oh, not bad.
Good to hear. Now, what movie title are you replacing with Dim Sims?
Oh, I've got a few.
All right.
Dude, I lost my Dim Sim.
Yep, good one.
And Charlie in the Dim Sim Factory.
Charlie in the Dim Sim Factory. Oh, I'd like to go to that factory.
I think Charlie from the movie would probably like prefer to visit that factory instead of the chocolate factory. Thank you, Ryan.
Yeah, what about Christine? What would you replace the word Dim Sim with?
Yeah.
Dirty Dim Sim, Dirty Dancing.
Oi!
Ah, could you imagine lifting that one over your shoulders, hey? The big Dim Sim comes running at you.
Oh, that's funny. Or Dim Sim's Dancing. That would...
Nah, fun. Christine, your one is so much better than that one.
They're great ones. Thank you, Christine.
Okay, bye.
See you later.
Some really good suggestions. There's so many really good ones on Facebook as well. Look, here's one from Colin. He says, Honey, I Shrunk the Dim Sims.
Oh, that's not a movie title. No, that's a travesty.
No, you'd want the sequel. Honey, I Blew Up the Dim Sim, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And also Chariots of Dim Sim. That's another good one.
What we're going to do is get our voiceover guy teamed up with this dramatic movie music. We're going to create a movie trailer just with the titles of these names that you've suggested.
Let's get our voiceover guy to come in. He's got his special microphone and some dramatic music there as well for the movie titles.
This is what we're going to do. So we're going to we can't reveal what the titles of the movies are until he says them. So then we're going to try and picture whether we can see these in cinema sometime soon.
Should we go with it?
All right.
He's ready to go.
Our first movie.
New from Disney. How to Train Your Dim Sims.
I could see little kids riding Dim Sims in the sky, yeah. Sounds good.
How to Train Dim Sims. I don't know if I could see that in a movie anytime soon or at the cinemas. Movie number two.
The 40-year-old Dim Sim.
Ew. 40-year-old Dim Sim. No.
Somebody wrote on Facebook, yes, there's some of those for sale in Rockhampton.
Wouldn't be surprised either.
Movie number three.
Harry Potter and the Dim Sim of Fortune.
Oh, yeah. That ties in really nicely with the Chinese, doesn't it? Because you get the fortune cookie there as well.
It's not a bad one.
Yeah.
Isn't it movie number four?
Movie number four.
Number four, here we go.
Dude, where's my Dim Sim?
There's a winner. Absolutely, there is a winner.
Oh, I liked the Dirty Dancing Dim Sim.
Really?
Before, the one that Christine had. I thought that would have made it into their top four.
Yeah, you would have thought so. But dude, where's my Dim Sim? I could see that, actually. Just two Dim Sims walking around. Well, two people walking around trying to find a Dim Sim.
Yeah.
Around Serena.
Happens often, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Movie titles. You can continue that on our Facebook page. People are still talking about it. Nearly 200 people are commenting on that at the moment. At CFM Mackay is where you'll find us online. I don't see any of those movies appearing at Birch, Carroll and Coyle Cinemas anytime soon, to be honest.
Now, Reclaim the Night is on this Friday night. It's been 12 months since it's been.
Mm.
Believe it or not,
yeah,
time flies, doesn't it?
Reclaim the Night is probably one of the biggest things that a lot of locals need to get on top of. It's about keeping our communities nice and safe as well.
Yep.
And somebody who knows a lot about that would be Vicky Blackburn, who joins us live in our studio this morning. Hello, Vicky.
Good morning, guys.
Okay, how's it going this year?
This year, it's good. We're all well on top of the organisation of it. What we're hoping for is to get businesses on board and have them come along with their own poster promoting their business, and they are part of the Mackay Says No campaign.
Are they all going to get dressed up for Halloween as well at the same time or not?
Probably not.
All right. Thought I'd ask the question.
Well, yeah, try and tie the two.
However,
you'd be surprised. But there is a serious side to this, obviously. You know all too well about keeping safe in Mackay, losing your daughter Shandy. And this is obviously spurred from that incident to making Mackay a lot safer.
For me, obviously, it's a personal project, but while Shandy paid the ultimate price for walking home from work alone is something she should have been able to do.
Yeah.
But a lot of people they survive this ordeal, and any serious assault is something you just don't get up and brush yourself off and walk away from. Some people have physical and emotional scars that, you know, last the rest of their lives. Yeah. And for 1 second of being in the wrong place at the wrong time. So what we're encouraging is not only safety, personal safety, but what we'd like to see is, you know, guys, get on board and show this generation and the next generation, open up that subject just by being a part of the walk.
Yeah.
It can open up a conversation, and that can change someone's attitude. attitude.
That's a really good way of looking at it too, because a generational change doesn't take just 10 years. It takes a lot longer than that, doesn't it?
It does, and it has to, you know, this is our community. If we want to make it safe, we're the people who have the power to say no. Yeah. Each individual has that power with and that right, so it's up to us.
So Friday night, whereabouts are we starting off from and what time can we join in?
5:30 at Bluewater Keys, and we'll have an opening ceremony. We'll light the lantern for Shandy, which I think will be a standard every year now, so she can march with us, and we'll walk across the bridge and back again and have some refreshments and entertainment at Bluewater Keys afterwards.
Now, obviously, with you don't want to talk too much about you know, recent events, but how's life been for you?
A bit calmer.
Yeah?
Yeah.
A bit calmer now that we've had answers, I guess?
Yeah.
Not so much answers, but...
Yeah, there's a long process. This is obviously the next phase of this journey has started, and well, for me it's not something I'm looking forward to.
Yeah.
But we're grateful for being here, and we're grateful for every single person that's worked to get that result so far. And
I think last time we spoke, it's almost like the beginning of the end for you. That's great. Well, that's fantastic.
It is.
And again, you've done so much stuff in Shandy's memory, and I think, you know, Shandy is always going to be remembered by so many good things like Reclaim the Night and those kind of things. And we really need to get behind them, don't we?
We do. You know, Shandy isn't with us anymore, but she's still part of the tapestry of our community. And if we can use what happened to Shandy to highlight, you know, safety and things like personal safety and safety on our streets, then,
you're doing a good job, Vicky. You're doing a great job.
Thanks.
Beautiful. Thanks for coming in, by the way, Vicky,
too. No worries.
There you go. She's like the third part of the breakfast show now.
It feels
I think
like
we're going to start putting you on the payroll there, Vicky. Not that we mind.
Okay.
Beautiful young lady in our studio every day.
Can I just pull you up on something? You said you've tried an ice cream with a different flavour. It's a brand new one out, yeah?
Yeah, it's an ice cream that I picked up a couple of days ago when I to fix a sore mouth. That's all I could consume was ice cream.
Yeah.
Been in a daze, confused, because I was on heavy medication at that stage. Picked up the ice cream, took it home, started consuming it. I'm like, what the hell is in this ice cream?
Right.
Don't get me wrong, it was nice. It was lovely.
Okay, so it was a different combination of stuff, was it?
Yeah, it was made from Ben and Jerry's. You've probably picked up the ice cream before.
Right, okay. So they have some really strange combinations, though, don't they?
This one was out there. Picked it up, lovely, like I said.
Yeah.
You got the caramel and the chocolate swirl in vanilla ice cream. But there was chocolate sort of covered lumps in the ice cream as well. And I'm tasting it, and I'm like, this is nice, very Moorish. What is it? So I look on the actual pack.
Yeah.
Lo and behold, potato chip chunks in ice cream.
What?
Chip chunks in ice cream.
No. Come on, no.
It's called the couch potato ice cream. This is not a commercial, by the way. I'm just bringing it up because I'm telling you. It was an interesting combo. It was nice, but I probably wouldn't go back there for seconds.
Okay, let me get my head around this, okay? So it's ice cream, yeah?
Yeah.
With chips in it, like potato chips.
Potato chips, but they not by themselves, they're covered in chocolate.
So it's chocolate-covered potato chips in ice cream.
Yeah.
That is wow.
It is the couch potato. So if I took it home, I consumed the whole thing because at the time my taste buds were all whack. I needed something to try and get down in my stomach. I was starving.
And it was the only thing you could actually eat anyway, ice cream, when you got a toothache.
Pretty much. But that flavour ice cream is only going to be popular by two people.
Who?
Somebody who's drunk on a Saturday night who wants something to eat from, you know, your local takeaway shop and a pregnant lady. So